Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
And they left out the handsome part. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and our good friend is Tamar Jacoby is here. Tamar, thanks again for being here. I need a couple of websites.
My pleasure.
To us, please.
Immigration Works USA and Opportunity America Online.
And that is a website that's connected to a tour you made this summer. 2,200 miles, I think you said, that you drove talking to small business owners about their workforce development. Tell us about it.
So it was really fun. So I was focusing on two industries, construction and precision manufacturing. And I was doing a research project that's a little more complicated than I need to describe, you know, that had to do with figuring out a very detailed thing. But I was looking at the construction industry in Texas, and that meant all different kinds of construction, everything from small roofing companies to great big global, you know, and people, the companies that you know, maintain oil refineries and electric plants in Africa and stuff like that. And then for the precision machining, it was everything, again, from tiny, but mostly smaller companies making particular products for aerospace or automotive or consumer, machining, mostly, you know, metal and plastic and other kinds of parts. And what's really interesting is, you know, it's a very tight labor market, and I don't have to tell your listeners that. You know, everywhere you go, people are just desperate for workers. And
There are 10 openings for every 10 people looking for a job. There are 11. I meant to say there are 11 openings
for every 10 people looking for a job. And the trouble is, it's not just openings. It's not, you know, sometimes you hear employers say in different kinds of industries, you know, I'll hire anyone who can fog a mirror. That's not true. They need people in the construction industry. They need people who can pass a drug test, and they need people who can observe safety, everybody needs people who show up on time.
This is the national employers crisis right now. The internals of this research that I've seen, and I'd like you to compare this to your numbers. The internals are, the people I've talked to say that it's not just that they can't find a welder who can weld, it's they can't find a welder who can weld who has a driver's license or who can pass a drug test.
Right, exactly. Well, that's, as I just said, that's exactly right. Or who shows up on time, or who can get along with this.
Or knows how to show up for an interview.
But here's the interesting thing. So all these companies, many more companies than in the past, I mean, a lot of companies have always trained, or trained some way. And it's not always formal training. Sometimes it's informal training. But, you know, there's a kind of perception in Washington and scholarly circles, employers don't train anymore. That's not true. A lot of employers train.
Well, they're doing it more now than ever before.
But they're doing it more. But the other thing is, you know, I think they should be responsible for it. I don't think the government should take it over and do it for them. But I think there are a lot of companies that are a little bit struggling to figure out how to do it. You know, what do I do now? Who's going to help me? You know, and both President Obama and President Trump, and to bring it back to politics, have made a lot about formal apprenticeship.
Right.
And formal apprenticeship is great for some industries and some companies, but formal apprenticeship is very long, very expensive, very
and it doesn't necessarily fit the younger generations.
Every situation, exactly, or every generation. And so I'm a little concerned that there's all these companies out there who feel a need, want to do something, but are a little unsure what to do, and we're not giving them exactly the right models. It's like everybody wants a car.
We've never had to do this before. We've never had this much compression before.
And let me just, and they, everybody wants to buy a car. Everybody needs that function. They need trained workers. But what President Obama and Trump have been offering them are just like Maserati. Like, mm-hmm. you know, apprenticeship is the Maserati of workforce training. And it's, you know, what we should be selling people or offering as a model are Model Ts.
Should we also be encouraging more people to go to technical schools than the college?
Absolutely, of course. And that's part of it. But we need to kick the schools in the butt to get the schools doing a better job of teaching that stuff.
Tell that to the liberal arts colleges.
Well, exactly.
Hey, Tamara, we always get smarter when you join us. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, let's come back and rumble again, okay, real soon?
That'd be fun.
Tamara Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of our favorites. And we always have a good time when she's here and get smarter, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.